Fred Film Radio, Il Cinema Ritrovato, Bologna, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from Il Cinema Ritrovato in Bologna, and I'm here with Josh Siegel and Dave Kerr from MoMA. They're curating, of course, the film side of things there, and so thanks very much for taking the time off and talking with us.
Real pleasure.
All right, so we're meeting here at Il Cinema Ritrovato, so how's it going here? How's the experience gone so far?
Boy, too many movies and lots of people to meet and just constant activity. So it's a
I know exactly what you mean. I haven't really been able to watch as many films as I'd like to myself. So I mean, let me just first of all, actually follow up on that. Have you seen anything that's particularly interesting?
Well, it's been fun for me to discover the films of Ricardo Freda, because I've only seen one or two of his films, and to be able to see several in one place is always a revelation. Mm. You know, Dave's been a fan of his work for a long time, so.
Yeah, I think that's the highlight for me, has been the Freda films, and just great to get a good sampling of Italian genre cinema that we do not see in the United States.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, let's move on to MoMA now, and just as an overview, let's say, what does MoMA do in regards to film?
Well, MoMA was the first museum in the world to collect and show films in the 1930s, and it was created as it was actually a film library originally, but essentially it was considered an art worthy of exhibiting and collecting. So for more than 75 years, we've been showing films in a number of cinemas and have a robust program that spans the 1890s to the present. It includes silent films with musical accompaniment, and it includes world premieres of new films. So we have a very, we cast our net very widely, but we do a lot of exhibitions and retrospectives, one of which is a festival of film preservation that we ourselves started some 13 years ago, modeled, frankly, on Cinema Ritrovato.
And actually, I was going to ask you about that, because you were one of the people that founded it, am I correct in saying? So what is that actually like? What does it do? What is its aim?
Well, I mean, it was created with the realization that so many films are preserved in archives and studios around the world that never get seen, and they go back on the shelves of the archives, and nobody ever gets to enjoy them in a theater with an audience. And so the idea was very simple: to bring those films to New York and give people a chance to see what rediscoveries and masterworks that had just been worked on or that had been unearthed from various places around the world.
Right, and one of the things that I read up on MoMA is that, of course, it's got a huge, huge history of preserving films and archiving, but now it's time to show them to the world. So I'd like to speak to you about that, Dave. I mean, how do you exactly go about doing that?
Well, that's where I think DCP and digital projection is going to be a big help to us, because those restored prints are very expensive, you know, $20,000 sometimes, and one is reluctant to send them out to places that we don't have a very close relationship with or approved by the International Federation of Film Archives. Mm. And DCPs will allow us to circulate those much more widely, because they're, if they are damaged, it's only $100 for a new hard drive as opposed to $20,000 for a new print.
Yeah.
So we're hoping to seize the moment and spread our work out, just as we're receiving more and more films from abroad on DCP.
Then there's a whole issue of film and even the films that are found in the digital conversion. So I'm just wondering, how do you see that within this context?
Well, everything is a trade-off. You know, I don't think DCPs have the character that a film print does. They don't have personality. They don't have the same kind of life. On the other hand, they're just much more convenient. They're less risky to circulate. Some things you can do preservation-wise, restoration-wise, digitally, that are impossible to do photochemically. So, you know, life is always a trade-off. You got to take the good with the bad, and in this case, the good is substantial.
I mean, I come from the generation that you know, was not alive when most of these films were seen. Of course, I wasn't alive when you know, the start of the cinema, all those films are made. So, just as long as I get to
neither
see them.
Neither were we, thank you very much. Wasn't it Robert W. Griffith? I know the hair is misleading, but it's...
Exactly. Yeah. So you got to see them somehow. So, we talked about the history. Let's talk about the future. Any what are the future plans for MoMA in this sense? Is there anything in particular that you'd like to announce to the world at this time?
Well, I think that we have a very robust preservation program that is both photochemical and digital, and I think that we want to raise its presence. It's a continuation of what we've actually been doing all along, but there's a wish, I think, to raise the profile of our work in preservation at festivals around the world and in other contexts.
We will be in Venice with a brand new restoration of The Iron Mask, which was Douglas Fairbanks' last silent film. And it's just never been seen in this form since 1929, and probably not even then. It's the first time all of the original synchronized music has been restored and the sound has been cleaned up, and most of it is from the original negative from the camera that stood in front of Douglas Fairbanks.
It's incredible.
So it looks stunningly good, and that's the kind of thing that makes you really excited. And now with DCPs, we can show that in 200 places as opposed to the 5 or 6 places where we could have shown a 35mm archival print.
Yeah, that makes me excited as well. So I'm very looking forward to seeing that, because I will be in Venice. So.
Oh, see you there.
Absolutely. Exactly. One final thing. Nowadays, I hear it said all the time, everywhere in the world, in every country, it's not easy to kind of keep this going, kind of project going. I was just wondering whether you find it easier because of your history and because of your geographical territory.
Well, it's always hard finding money no matter where you are, to be honest, and we always have to reach out to various foundations and to private supporters and companies to get support for different preservation projects and exhibitions we do. Of course, it helps to be at MoMA, which has a international profile, to do that. But it's never easy, but somehow by hook or crook we make it happen. We make shows happen that we want to see realized.
Yeah, great. Somehow you find the means to do it, and hopefully that will continue.
Well, thank you very much, guys, for joining us.
Your interest.
Thanks very much. This is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.